Living in a Colourful World by Bronwyn Wall. When you look at a rainbow, how do you know that you see what everybody else sees? There are seven colours in a rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. But some people see these colours differently because they are colourblind. If someone is colourblind, it doesn't mean that they can't see colours. It just means they can't tell the difference between some colours. Not everyone sees the same colours when they look at a rainbow. Why are some people colourblind? Most people who are colourblind are born that way. Some people may become colourblind because of an accident or an illness. Males are more likely than females to be colourblind. In a group of 200 girls, it's likely that one or two will be colourblind, but in a group of 200 boys, it's likely that about 17 boys will be. Types of colourblindness. There are different types of colourblindness. A few people can only see in black and white, but that type of colourblindness is unusual. Most people who are colourblind have difficulty seeing red and green. They see those colours as blue, yellow, or brown. What colours do animals see? A lot of animals are colourblind too. Cats and dogs can't see reds and greens. Mostly they see things as grey or sometimes as a kind of blue or yellow. They look at the movements and shapes of objects instead of their colours. The primary colours. Red, blue, and yellow are called the primary colours. All other colours are made from the primary colours. If a person can't see red, they might mix up colours that have red in them. For example, they might not be able to see the difference between some of these colours. Brown, a mix of red and green. Orange, a mix of red and yellow. Pink, a mix of red and white. Purple, a mix of red and blue. What colours can you see? You can test yourself for colour blindness. Can you see a number or pattern in these dots? If you don't see anything in the dots, you might be colour blind. Some problems of being colourblind. It's not hard to live as a colourblind person. Most of the time, we don't even need to think about the colours around us. But some things can be tricky to deal with. A colourblind person might not notice that they have put on socks that are different colours, mix up the pieces in a board game, mix up red apples and green apples, or not be able to tell when a tomato is ripe until they bite into it. Can you think of anything else that a colourblind person might have trouble with?